Workers and families, Minister, are facing a cost of living crisis. They're seeing mounting energy bills, they're seeing massive strain being put on their household finances, and many of them are facing sleepless nights. Many of them are facing stress at the thought of how they can keep on top of mounting bills, how they can heat their homes and keep the lights on as we approach winter. And the government has refused the opportunity to provide certainty to households with a cut and a cap on electricity bills over the winter months, a mistake in my view that exposes families to high bills and further price hikes. At the same time, we know that households now face the threat of disconnections, with many are already effectively self-disconnecting. The government's plan to introduce a disconnection ban from December to February falls short, with many requiring protection and support right here, right now, Minister. The households who are using prepay meters and are particularly vulnerable, and without greater security of direct debit contracts with their energy suppliers. So once the €20 emergency credit runs out, they're disconnected by default, and many of them are already self-disconnecting. They're rationing their use of energy with or without choice, turning down heating or off despite the cold that is outside and inside, avoiding the use of essential appliances, skipping warm meals or showers, all to the detriment of their physical and mental health. That's what's happening in the real world. In recent weeks and months, we have spoken and heard a lot about our national energy security, but we're also facing a crisis in household energy security, the very ability of families to keep warm and have the basic essentials. We need to deliver certainty for those families who use prepay meters. This affects 378,000 households across the state, and many of them in my own county of Donegal. And it's simply not good enough from government to wash their hands of this with no plan to protect those families and individuals from disconnection. Earlier today, we had heard the Taoiseach say allowing these individuals to build up debt isn't the answer. So what is the government's answer? Is it for them to turn off the gas, to turn off the light and leave them in the dark? Because that is what you have done. Sinn Féin, for our part, will continue to stand up for ordinary workers and families, especially during the cost of living crisis when so many families feel insecurity and massive financial pressure. So I'm calling on all Dáil deputies to support this motion brought forward by Deputy O'Rourke, and calling on you, Minister, and the government to finally act to put in place a disconnections ban from now until the end of March, and ensuring those households on prepay meters do not suffer from disconnection this winter.